to Daily Talk Show, episode 301.
What's going on, guys? Tuesday.
Do you say 2019 or 2019?
2019.
Okay.
Yeah, 2019. Why did you ask that?
I just panicked about the 301 versus 301.
Yeah. I can't even remember. I'm bad with dates because I've forgotten what year my son was born.
2017.
Yes, because I said it was 2016. I took him to the doctor on the weekend and I said, they said, oh, what's his birth? 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day. I'll never forget that. But then I said, oh, 2016. She said, wrong, 2017.
Wait, she knew the answer?
Yeah, because she's probably just wanting to confirm that all the details are correct.
And she said, wrong.
Like that, she said, yeah, wrong. No, it was funny because I was like, oh, fuck. And then I justified it by saying, oh, well, you know, like my wife got pregnant in 2016 and then has the baby in 2017. Mm. So because it's a long period of time.
It's the equivalent of the way the car industry works. Oh, yeah. When it comes into the country, it's a different date. It sort of fucks with you.
Yeah, what
bit.
Year your car is, because you can have like a – yeah, I've had that recently, getting insurance on my car. They're like, what model is it? And mine's just on the tip over to the newer model. So I have a newer car than I thought, which was great because I had it down as an older one. It was like it can be late 2016 or an early, you know, 2017. Anyway, my car's newer than I thought, which was great. But another thing about Bodhi, we're similar. We are big babies and I have a younger baby.
Mm-hmm. But
we're very similar in terms of habitual behavior.
You and Bodhi.
Oh, no, I just think you, me,
Mr.
97, just in terms of how we kind of bunker into, we find something that makes us feel good or it's like a little thing that we just like to do, even this show. Like,
I asked you the other day, what makes you happy? And you said, getting up in the morning and having a smoothie with my son.
Yeah, exactly. That's a habit.
What about the show? Smoothie with my son. Go fucking make a smoothie with your son.
And that's one of the habits he's got into. So as soon as he wakes up, smoothie, you want to go make a smoothie? Yeah. And so he's got into that habit. And there's a bunch of others like milk. So, I mean, kids are very reliant on these things. So it helps them go to bed.
Food?
No, but just like a little bottle to help him get to sleep. But there is one. And as he's getting older, I'm having to break his heart because I can't let it become a habit. So there's some things that we do. Like, for instance, he's been a bit sooky when he goes to bed, but he conned me because of how nice and how much I enjoyed it to start with. But now I'm like, nah, no more. So he'd be sooking, would put him to sleep. Ah, mommy, daddy.
You read him a book before he goes to bed?
Yeah, there was a lot of book reading. Sometimes 7 books. He knows every
You're
word
reading
too.
7 books.
Oh, they're small. They're small books. Miffy. He it's amazing. Like, he knows, like, if I say the first three words before the last word, he knows the last word. So he's like almost memorized these fucking books.
Do you think he would be into, if you were to actually take a book that you would enjoy?
Nah, this is the thing. The only thing he does like, which is another fucking, it's a bad habit, Amy, is mummy.
Are you chewing?
Yeah, I am.
That's a fucking bad habit.
Bad habit.
Putting it on, another Gronk move, putting it on the table. We're having a lot of
Where
bad
habits. Where do I
habits.
Put this? Mason, come get it.
No, we can put it in the cup or
there's,
no. You
no, there's
to
water
just
in
leave
this.
Leave it on the fucking table. So what's
mummy,
a bad
Mummy TV. Mummy TV. He likes to watch Call the Midwife.
Call the Midwife?
Call the Midwife. It's like a period drama about, you know, a time where midwives were, you know, very, very important. They are still very important, but it was one of the main ways of, you know, you'd get a midwife out to your house to help you birth the child. It didn't happen at hospitals as much. And
so he's into this specific show?
Yeah, he likes that fucking show. He won't watch my shows. Doesn't want to watch
TV.
YouTube. I show him YouTubers and he's like, no, Wiggles. No. But he will watch Call the Midwife. Picky little mother. Anyway.
Is that why he's saying Mummy TV?
Mummy TV.
Is it
Mummy loves that show.
Oh, okay.
Mummy TV. He wants Mummy TV. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the habit that I've had to shatter his little heart is I get into bed with him. He's got a small cot, which would be like half the size of this table. Mm-hmm. And I get into it with him because he's daddy. And I get in and I go to sleep with him, or he thinks I'm going to sleep, but then he goes to sleep and then I get out and sneak off. But every night he wants it. And I've had to, like, I got in last night and I'm just like, I can't. I just had to break his little heart and he's just screaming and
Could
crying.
You say, hey, I can actually, I can do it. However, I can only do it at 4 o'clock.
What do you mean? 4 p.m. 4 p.m. What, so get into bed?
Getting him early, like, say if you want the evening.
Yeah.
You could say, look, I can do it. I can only do it between 4 and 5.
He can't really talk that much. But he can negotiate with
him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, you just say, look, Daddy, you've left it too late. Daddy can't do it anymore. But if you go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
No.
He's not that reasonable.
Okay.
It's so more if you bribe him with, like, I'll give you a sticker and you go to sleep.
Yes.
Or I'll give you this, I'll give you a bottle or a food. Like, you can bribe him. We bribe him now. It's unbelievable.
What sort of stickers?
Oh, he's got this, like, little trucks, ambulances, cars, different colours, blue one. But he's becoming a real troll. Like, he'll pick one and then he'll say, oh, this one? No, no, no. And he'll pick another one and just go through that pattern. So, yeah.
But he pointed at the other one.
He pointed at the first one that I was trying to get off.
And so what do you think would happen if you doubled down on, like, no, you pointed at that one? Because you're, like, feeding into the game.
Yeah.
Because you're allowing him to – but you're like, oh, no. Next time you've got to be very careful of where you point because I'm taking it off.
It's so easy the way that you say it, but then, like, when his heart's breaking, that's why I find it so hard, because I want to get into bed with him and snuggle with him, because then he says, cuddle, cuddle, and you just want to cuddle him. It's so cute. It's hard and it's fucking frustrating.
You can still have all of that, right? What time does he go to bed?
7.
Mm-hmm.
Same time as Mr. 97.
Yeah. He's in bed by 7. Home Alone. Sorry, not Home Alone. What was the Tim Allen show?
Oh, Home Improvement.
Home Improvement.
You wouldn't have seen that, Mr. 97.
No.
The Home Improvement, I feel like, was at 7 p.m. or so, whatever time that was very close to the time. That was the final thing that I would watch before I'd go to bed.
It's phenomenal bedtimes of kids. Mm. Like, he wakes up, he goes back to sleep 4 hours after he's woken up for a nap. And then another 4 hours on, he goes to sleep for another 12 or 10 hours.
So the risk of getting him to go to bed earlier, it's not going to really help though, because he'll just wake up.
He'll wake up earlier.
But if you get him at 4 p.m., could he wake up at 9 just before you go to bed?
Nah, you want them to have a full night's sleep. It's in your best interest. You don't want to have to be
messing
around.
So why not get him to go to bed at 11, because then you just have no personal time?
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be the
most routine for the kids? Like, routine is so important, getting them to bed at the same time.
Routine could be 11 p.m.
Yeah, it could be.
And so if you did 11 p.m., he would probably get up at 8?
You would think, but he'd probably troll you and say, sucked in, I'm up at 6.
And that's probably because of the light, maybe.
Yeah, many things. I don't know. They've just got a little body clock. We don't set an alarm, really. He just gets up at 6:15, like, every morning, just up. Mummy.
Does he know? Oh, so he yells out for Amy.
Well, he yells out for both. He varies it. Mummy, daddy, mum. Like, it's, yeah. And then I usually get him up because we've got the smoothie routine happening.
Oh, smoothie.
Yeah. It's my most, it's best thing of the day. Mm. Sorry, but, I mean, this is good. But having a smoothie with your son is even better.
I've started. We got so many pieces of fruit from the fruit box that we took all the banana. All the bananas have ripened very quickly.
Yeah, that's what happens.
We've also had an issue of my mate works at Mars, Wrigley, and so we've got heaps of chewing gum.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is we've got so much chewy and so many mints that the whole cupboard, anything that's in there smells like mint now. So I had a cracker the other day and it just tasted like mint.
Oh, and it wasn't, I mean, that's a mint slice.
Yeah. Yeah.
With less calories.
Yeah. And so I had to, we've had to move all of the chewing gum.
Mason, Mr. 97, serious thing, I need you to research. Mm. Amy told me this, that bananas, if you leave them next to other fruit, ripens the fruit quicker.
Yeah.
What do you know about this?
He doesn't even have to Google it. Yeah, what's the deal?
Nah, they give off some sort of chemical when they ripen and it ripens all the fruit around them.
It's a bit like you when you're on dates. Just putting off some...
He's just completely looked down at his phone. Then
he's just going to convert. Yeah.
No, well, but look it up, because that's... I was like, no chance. Mm. So if you just leave a banana, that's why you've got all your ripe bananas. Do you leave them near your other fruit?
I leave them next to all the mints, apparently.
Okay.
But they're all, they've browned very, like, not browned, it's the wrong word. But ripened very quickly. And so we have so many bags full of fruit.
Yeah.
That, like, of bananas that we've put into the freezer.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. They do freeze for a long time. The thing with, I don't know how we've got here, like how precious we are. Like, have you seen the banana problem where there's like they actually won't put the deformed but fine bananas into the ones that they sell at the supermarkets, and they're throwing out tons and tons of bananas based on people not actually wanting to buy them. Big babies. Yeah. Too brown, too large.
Well, big baby in Sydney, Rowie, one of our listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Remember his issues with the fruit?
Well, I think that was damaged fruit and it was being covered up by the farmers. That's what he had worked out.
It was a big cover up.
But the kid, like Bodie, I give him the bad bit.
Yeah, he
which isn't like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's not rotten. It's just like either
less
bruised.
Nutrients.
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So it's only as we get older that we give a shit about these things. And I mean, some kid, like I have always gauged, like I grew up with a father that was saying, oh, it's fine. You know, my dad was a prisoner of war. He used to eat oats with weevils.
Your dad's dad.
My dad's dad. My grandfather was captured by the Japanese and spent
How was
years
he captured?
Well, he's in the war and he deployed, I can't remember where it was, somewhere over in Asia. And then they didn't even start firing. It was like they got captured straight away. And he got taken to this prisoner of war camp. It's amazing. I've got photos. I'll bring them in.
Yeah.
And it's like him and his mates all just like so skinny, just there. And my auntie knows a lot of the history.
What was he doing in the military?
Oh, he's a machine gun sergeant or something like that.
That's cool.
So, it's pretty full on. But he got captured and then was having to eat weevils. So he would eat them because of the protein. Like he had no option but to eat oats with weevils crawling through them, which are like maggots.
Weevils?
Yeah, weevils.
Isn't it interesting that there's all these rules around war? Like there's actually – like there's certain things that you've got to treat people certain ways. Like there was a plane that was from – India that went into like Pakistani airspace or whatever, and they shot it down. And the fucking army, the military guy, the pilot, like landed in Pakistan, and they went and apparently, like I saw a video on Twitter. I've got to preface this with I don't know anything, but they were all like they were all beating him and shit, like these village people. I think of village people. It's a bit of that vibe. But no, all these people from India, from Pakistan, hitting this Indian dude.
It's horrible.
And they ended up taking him in. But they were like, the Prime Minister of Pakistan said, we are treating him under military law or like there's all these laws.
Yeah, I mean, ceasefire is like you're fighting some, opposition and then they just break. No one shoots each other. They're like, having cups of tea.
It's very confusing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because because you can't even shoot, like if you've got a boat, like a ship with a white flag with the red cross through it, which is like a hospital, you can't shoot at it, I think.
That's good. I mean,
it's so weird though, isn't it?
It's so weird. Yeah, it's fucking weird.
You can do all this stuff, but it's got to be based on.
Yeah. And if we go over this line, you're not allowed to come out at us. I mean, war would be different these days. That's why I don't see war happening these days like it did, where we would sort of it's happening. I guess it is happening, but like on a world scale, like if Australia, as if like people are going to land and come on our shores, they're at Bondi Beach just fucking.
Well, they don't need to anymore.
Out.
They could just like fucking put bad code into things. I just have this vision that like you think about all of the security cameras that we have in
You've
Australia.
Been saying this a lot.
Yeah. And so what I'm just imagining is there's a specific brand of security camera that I'm seeing everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about like, you know, there was the revelation that there was a very, very, very small chip that was planted into all of these servers in Amazon. Do you know this thing, Mr. 97? In Amazon and Apple.
Yeah,
and
heard of it.
Yeah. It turns out that like, China had put into a bunch of these servers these very, very, very small things that basically allowed them to do a bunch of stuff. Like, so basically they could maybe still access the servers while they turned off or doing all this crazy shit. Imagine if every security camera had a chip in it that China had put in or something like that, right? And so that if there was a war or something was happening, or it could be happening right now, they could have control rooms with everyone. Yeah. Like, so imagine we've got all these security cameras here. They're just logging in and watching all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Fuck. I mean, at least we'd be trying to entertain them with our show.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, there's some weird units. Like, I wonder if...
I'm not quite sure about these boys. What the fuck are they spending all their time doing this podcast thing?
We do have some listeners in China. I wonder who they are.
Well, do you think they're actually... I mean, because this is the thing. It's weird where you sort of... I mean, you're across technology more and its capabilities than I am, so it's not something I'm that scared of. I'm probably the punter that says, yeah, put the CCTV in. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
Which, like, keeping us safer. I mean, the thing is, like, some of the shit I did as a kid definitely couldn't have done now based on how many...
Cameras are on.
Yeah, they're everywhere. Yeah. Train stations, like, there was CCTV, but, like, even building sites now, you see... Yeah. We used to wander onto old building sites and, like, look around and shit. There's, like, you know, not tripwires, but sensors that activate.
Idea that, like, all these cameras, like, just, went over a wire and, oh, fuck, the cameras. No, it's not that hard. We have fucking here.
I know.
You know that there's not, like, a piece of string. Hey, just watch the string.
As much as I'd love to do a tripwire.
It would be fun.
Yeah. At a building site.
There's no reason for a tripwire.
But, yeah, so you're across it more. So, I mean, what are they going to do? Then that's what you're saying. Like, war would not be what we once knew it as. It would be some other type where they're putting some bug into the payment system or – fuck, it is scary. I mean, this is where – are you investing your time actually getting worried about it?
No.
You know?
That's what I was saying to you the other day. You were, like, getting really into something in the news. It's like, what can we do?
Yeah. But that is one approach for anything. If anything ever happens, it's like – ah, well, don't invest your energy there. But some people have to invest their energy somewhere for change to happen.
Yeah.
And whether you're saying it's not.
I wonder how much change, like, I was thinking about, like, North Korea and stuff. Yeah. Like, I was getting right into North Korea for a bit. And I was just, like, watching CNN and just going down rabbit holes. It's like, what am I getting out of all of this? Like, I would, literally, anywhere I would go, I'd be like, put CNN on. Like, this was, like, peak time when we thought Kim Jong-un was going to do something crazy. And then just sort of nothing happens and they're all friends.
He's a part of the big baby club. He looks like a real big
Donald
baby.
Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Two big babies.
Oh, did you see Donald Trump? It was on Twitter. It came out a photo of him and Melania Trump, his wife. And it was like totally not her. And so they were saying, look it up, Mr. 97, Twitter, Melania Trump steps out, fake Melania Trump. They've always been saying that there's a fake Melania Trump that is like steps in when Melania can't be fucked.
Really?
You know, I mean, you have a blow up with your missus and you're the president. I don't want to fucking come with you. So you got to get the fake one. And so there is, oh, have a look, fake Melania Trump. It totally doesn't look like her. Whether it's a doctored image... Yeah, there she is.
Oh, with Sunny's on.
Yeah, Sunny's on. I mean, that is her. It could be. It is a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It's
It sort of looks like
that's the one there. It looks, is there a fake Melania Trump who travels with the president? Imagine if that is actually what's going on.
I mean, the thing that I thought was interesting is remember when there was the inauguration and there's a shot of the guy walking down and he's got a fake hand?
No.
Have you seen that one? So there's if you type in fake hand inauguration, there's basically a guy who's in the Secret Service who basically has a fake hand. So go into images.
Creepy hand, realistic.
Go into Google Images. And so basically he's got this fake hand so he can be behind, he can be basically be holding an AK-37 or whatever it's called.
AK-37. What is 47? Okay, 47.
37 is a sort of a lighter weight.
Maybe.
But anyway, people can just Google it.
Yeah, so it's like that. So he's actually got his hand underneath.
Yeah.
That's actually, I mean, it makes sense if he's protecting the president.
Mm. The prosthetic stuff.
Oh, and his thumb's kind of up like that. Yeah, looks, I remember this. It looks
super weird.
Yeah, there is some gag that we could do around a fake hand. Or some fake arm.
Well, even like magicians and stuff very much get into fake hands and things. Yeah.
You've got a mate who's a magician, don't you?
Yeah, Simon Taylor. We actually need to get him on the show.
We need him to do some magic.
Yeah, because you can go to shops. Like I've spoken about Penguin Magic.
Oh, that's right. Where you
buy magic tricks.
There's a shop in the city. I used to go there and it was a magic shop. Mm. I bought a magic set when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah.
Not really good for minimalists. Like because they've got like a very one sort of purpose. Like you buy a deck of cards that are all fucked. Like they've, you know, they're a trick. Oh, you can't use them for doing Snap or whatever. The only thing you can use them for is specifically a one trick.
The only game you know, Snap?
Yeah, I couldn't think of 31 or 21. Are you?
I don't know. 21. I think it's 21, not 31. Okay, 37.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, 47. Well, we had a lot of banter online about the scissor paper rock.
Yeah, and the general consensus that it was the one I said.
Rock paper scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is the American thing. But Sean from London, he listens to us on the tube.
Yeah.
That got me shout very out to excited. Sean. That fuck got yeah. me very excited.
Going through the London tube playing rock paper scissors.
Yeah.
Listen to the boys.
Yeah.
Get around the boys.
I don't really have much else today.
I will say one thing. When I did go to the doctor with Bodie, Mr. 97, I booked in for a skin check.
Yeah.
And I have, like, the last time I had a skin check, this is to look for cancer on your body. So it's fucking confronting to book in for these things. But I just did. I was like, you got to book in months in advance because it's a bulk billing place. And so every man and their dog goes there. The reason I did do it because I saw a girl that I follow on Facebook. She had this thing on the side of her head and she went to the doctor and the doctor was like, nah, it's all good. It's just a little thing. And then she went to get a second opinion and it was cancer. She had to get it cut straight out. She has this epic, gnarly fucking like 30 stitch.
What's a conversation you have with the doctor?
Oh, she
bro,
was,
you fucked up.
She was so ropeable. Should have seen, she was just like, fuck doctors. I mean, this is the thing. You go to a skin specialist if you want.
But the doctor shouldn't dismiss it, right? Like if you should be like, get it checked out.
But you said your reaction was, I'm so fucking scared.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Pretty much, yeah.
What is it? Like,
did you have someone that...
No. I get burnt so easily.
Okay.
So I'm just so worried about getting it.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth going to get checked.
Yeah.
And this is, it's like, I think there's something in men. I mean, we'll have to all get a finger in our ass one day looking at our prostate. Shitting into a bag and sending it
you
off.
You have to shit in a bag as well. That's right. Bowel cancer.
Yeah. So, bowel cancer, prostate.
Yeah.
And so one of my old PT clients, there was actually a great initiative in Victoria. I don't know if it happened elsewhere, but you go out and check your mailbox and there's a kit that was sent out to everyone where you'd put some poo into it and send it off.
I mean, you've shit in a lot of bags. They haven't been specifically for that.
There is something about... Like I listened to you say, I'm so scared. Have you ever got a skin check?
No.
Because you're scared, right?
Yeah. Stop being a baby and get the check. Yeah.
No, but I think I'm there. It's like thinking about this shit is terrifying.
Yeah. I think people probably think it's pretty redundant for me because I'm so young.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like, oh, it's a bit of a waste of time. You're only like 19.
Have you got any moles?
No. Nah. Okay. I got freckles and I'm worried one's going to get like mixed up.
Mixed up in what?
Like you can't, it's hard to tell which one's like a mole and which one's a freckle.
I don't have any moles.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I do have like my nose, I've burnt it up. What are you looking at?
Your nose, mate. you're petting your nose. My nose.
I always thought it was pat, not pet.
It's like a petting zoo.
A petting zoo I thought was...
Petting.
No, I think you're right. But
petting
I feel,
your dog. Petting your dog.
I feel like that's an American thing though. Can you type in patting your dog?
Individual dogs also specific spots where you'd like to be petted. Common areas are the base of the tail, under the chin. Yeah, so it's petting.
Yeah.
No, but I also think pat your dog.
You can pat your dog. Yeah, you fucking pet. You so can pat.
What's
you can,
the difference between pet and pat?
I'm not
word
sure.
Word usage, when we touch an animal, is it pet or pat?
Yeah, which one is it?
The top answer, one answer, this is from stackexchange.com. May I pet your dog or may I pet him? Oh, this is going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
As for pet or pat, both are correct.
Yep.
Pat connotates.
You were petting your nose, mate.
Connotes. What's that word?
Connotes? I think so.
C-O-N-N-O-T-E-S. Pat connotes a light... quick stroke with the hand.
Yeah, that's what you're doing with your nose, bro. You're petting it.
No, that was pat.
Oh, that you're patting it?
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know. Anyway, so the concern, Mr. 97 and I were talking about it because he was saying I need some sort of zinc.
Yeah.
Because I'm concerned, the concern that I have is that I I don't get acne anymore. I went on Roaccutane. I don't get acne anymore. I get a few on my fucking head. My head's a bit of a nightmare. But the nose, I feel like when I get really hot, I get these things that almost look, I reckon they feel like what people would get when they start to get a cold sore or whatever. You know, you get the little pimply dot, like a real specific pimple.
Yeah.
So I'd get that on the top of my nose and there's just this, it just ends up, it's like a blocked pores or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just like ends up going so
what,
real gross.
What was the point?
My, I don't know actually.
You can't find a zinc that doesn't.
Oh yeah, cause. So the zinc. I'm worried that it's just going to add extra oil and clog up the pores more.
Yeah.
I mean, we never had to. I didn't think as much about sun safety when I was a kid. Mm. Like growing up in Australia, it's fucking loose. It was loose. Everyone was just running around. Sure, you slip, slop, slap. But nowadays, the fear in young Mr. 97.
I've got a UV app on my phone.
Yeah. When we want UV updates, we ask Mr. 97.
What's the UV at today? I'm going to guess it's very low.
It's probably a...
No, I reckon it's quite high.
It's probably a 4.
I think it's a 5. So
12's like epic.
It's a 3 at the moment and it's going to go up to a max of 5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So low to moderate. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But you should get your skin checked. Yeah. Like, that's the thing. If it's free and you can go and do it.
I don't do it. I hate... any form of appointments.
Well, hang on. Is it because you're anxious about what it's is not actually going to happen?
That. It's not anxious about that. So it's the waiting. Mm. It's the... Because I would love to go to a psychologist.
Nah, the story you've spun around that, I've said we can go to couples counselling.
But it feels like I need to go properly and do all that sort of thing. But it annoys me just... Everything that's going to happen is going to be annoying.
Yeah, but
because
I think
I'm going to get there and they're going to be like, do you have private health? Like I know the questions that you've heard me have. Like before we started going to Casati's downstairs, when I would go, what are you laughing at?
Just the story because it's funny.
Before that, I would go up and say, hi, could I please, if I wasn't a place that I know, I'd say, hi, could I please have a large almond flat white?
Yeah.
And I'm paying with PayPass, thank you. And my name is Josh.
Yeah.
And so I'd say it on that whole thing. And some people...
What you're doing is preempting any question. They might ask how you're paying. Are you using cash? They might ask your name because they got to write it somewhere.
I don't want... And so some people, it throws them completely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
some of them are fucking idiots and they say, sorry.
Yeah.
What was that? Like what, I have
what's,
to do
what's a PayPass?
Yeah, the whole thing I have to do again. Right?
You know why though? Because they have their way of doing it. So when you put in an order, like I find it so frustrating when I go to ordering something and I say it the way I've wanted it to be. Like I think it's like, how do you want the chicken? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Do you want fries? Like I just say it all like you because you know what they're going to say.
Well,
but
that's
then you have to go back to their process.
Fonda is the worst. You know why?
Why?
Fonda, for whatever reason, I don't think
it's
a Mexican joint in Melbourne.
Mm.
They can't take... the table number first.
Oh, geez.
So I'm over like 12, 12, 12, 12, 12. Hi, how are you? Hi, I'm table 12. I'm like, okay. What would you like? And I say, can I have the quesadilla? And they said, what was the table number at the end? I said, I don't know. What was it? I've told you already.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, this is where robots will replace these kind of people. If you're not engaging in it. But then again, you're being a robot asking.
But the thing that I think about with the psychology thing, all this sort of stuff, it's like Brie is apparently, she got a bunch of blood tests done and she got a voicemail from the doctor saying, hey, we just need to see you. It's not urgent, but we need to see you to go over your results, right? Brie forgot to get back to them. They called the next week. Hey, just wondering. And they said, you are low in B12.
Okay.
The question is, what else is happening in that chat?
Yeah.
Whatever, well, like if she's low in B12, let's just find some B12 stuff.
I mean, there is a good system in Australia of bulk billing, so it's free to go to the doctor, which also they get paid for that consultation. So if you go to the doctor and it's $150 that's subsidised, they get paid. And so maybe it is a part of, there is a bit of that.
Yeah, well, I just wonder about like the psychology thing. Mm. Like I do like the idea of like, I was like, fuck, if I doubled down, if I did 3 days, imagine if I did Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
I think it's too much. I think you'd only need once a week. Honestly, dude, what you're talking about is being vulnerable, having to go through a process you don't want to, which
it's a different version of vulnerability. I have actually no issue of like telling them absolute everything.
Yeah.
The issue I have is I just don't want to have to deal with their fucking what they're the saying waiting back room. To you. Not even that, but just
it's pretty like, easy though. Like it is. You go to the another good system in Australia. You go to the doctor and say, "I think I have mental health problems, issues. You know, shit going on." Yeah. And they say, "We'll give you, you know,
11 or whatever.
Yeah, 12 so
orders.
Sessions, and so you get subsidized. So then you just book it in, and you literally rock up. I've done it. Rock up, sit there. Hey, Tommy, come in. Sure. Hey, and then you cry together.
You know, I wonder if the psychologist cries much.
Fuck, it's a tough job, man. It's yeah, being a psychologist, tough. Yeah. Hearing a lot of shit.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd like it.
I think you should go.
As in to be a psychologist.
Oh.
Which is different.
I mean, it's always what they say is there's a lot of fucked up psychologists. Yeah. So I can imagine.
Yeah.
But no, I think we should do the thing of going together.
Yeah.
For working out, because we do this thing so fucking much. Mm. We're 301 episodes in, going for 10 years. Yeah. We're talking today about our 1,000th episode and where it'll be. Mm.
Episode 900 might be on Mr. 97's 21st birthday.
Now, that's loose. That's going to be a loose
so
one.
So that's going to be...
We've got big plans for it.
Little sip of red wine.
So if we're going to get to 1,000 episodes, yeah. we might need some fucking...
Yeah, we can't. Fucking
need some good strategies of how to deal with each other.
how to stay, you know, happy.
It's a marriage. This thing's a fucking marriage.
Yeah. And the thing is, maybe fucking 97 turns 21, and then mum and dad realise that we're done. You know,
we're consciously uncoupling.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
Well, that's what some celebrities have called where they've got kids, and it's very complicated. Was it Chris Martin? From Coldplay and Gwyneth, I think they consciously uncoupled, which is a
Gwyneth Paltrow. She's got Goop,
yeah,
bit of a freak show.
Well, Goop is a website
that believed that like you put stickers on your wrist and it will help you be zen or something.
Yeah,
it's about as fucking scientific as Bodhi. I want that one. Like, I just want that one. But no, I think the thing is with the psychology thing is it's just like if we could take the admin out of it.
But maybe that's what's required. The shit, I know. There is a bit that's required. Mm. So we could anything we do, we could find something that's like in the way.
Uber for psychologists would be good though, or something along those lines.
You want the fast. I mean, psychologists to you or something, where you're getting someone out. I mean, I went to where our office is as a kid. I went maybe 200 metres away from here.
Like in East Melbourne or something?
No, it was actually Johnson Street in Collingwood then. It was like a shitty, ratty area back then. This was when I was 14, 13. Mm. And mum would take me on every Thursday and I'd cry. I didn't want to go. But I remember it being beneficial for me. Mm. Like it's a time where I wasn't having a great time with school and just the system and everything, just fucking balls dropping, pimples on the face, just needing to sort my shit out. And as much as I reluctantly went, I remember it as a time of, it was beneficial. Mm. So I think pushing through all the bullshit you're telling yourself.
Yeah. I need to go to the hairdresser first.
Jeez.
The hairdresser. There's also issues now that over the weekend I bought a Mocha Master coffee machine.
Yes.
The thing I didn't think about is the way that I sold it to Bree was I'm going to save a huge amount of money on not getting coffee. Yeah. Right? And so the problem is that I've built quite the bond with the cafe downstairs and I like them a lot.
Yeah.
And so I can't work out because it's not like, say if they're a hairdresser, it's not like I'm going to another hairdresser.
Yeah.
I'm cutting my own hair.
Yeah. Which, is it something you face as a personal trainer? I'm going to start, you've helped me. I'm now just training myself.
So that, like one of the things was I was like, I literally thought about what other, because the reason I feel not guilty about, but just feel uncomfortable about
awkward.
It. Awkward. Well, not awkward. Uncomfortable, maybe. Well, it was because the last conversation I had was I'm like, guys, we're going to have to set up a tab for me. Right? So I've gone from setting up a tab to starting making my own coffee. And so there's a big sort of in between bit. There's a big conversation. And so I was thinking, I was like, and because I've like, yesterday was an abomination food-wise. We spoke about it a bit on the show.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, maybe I get salads from there. Maybe they can be my local salad
then
place.
Then it defeats the money purpose.
Well, no,
purpose
because I need to eat anyway.
You make food at home, bro. Yeah. You have a house now. Yeah. Prep your food, bring it, as Mr. 97 and I do.
What do I buy from them?
Oh, I don't think you need to buy anything. Imagine all the people that are in the same boat, because I feel you. It's like, it's not like you're switching coffee shops. You're actually just stopping going, and you have to walk past the door to get up to where we are.
Well, the problem was that I made so much this morning. It's easier making a big batch than it is a small batch.
Well, you can make it for me too, so I'm happy to. But I think business meetings and shit, we can still do it. But it, yeah.
And so the thing is that I got the big, what is that called again?
What do you mean? The thermos.
Thermos.
Yeah, thermos. Fuck, they're hipster these days compared to the thermos my old man had on the building site.
Thermos. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Because I'd filled the thermos. Mm. And that was completely full. I was like, fuck, I've still got a cup in my jug.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to fill up my mug, like a mug. And I was walking to work.
Yeah.
With a mug.
That's good.
Which seems environmentally friendly. But you mix the mug with the fact that I had my walkie-talkie strapped to my bag. And people are like, this guy is a fucking weird
I saw a dude yesterday. It was cloudy and he was wearing like Morpheus
UV?
Sunglasses.
What do you reckon UV?
A hat. He had gloves on. Like, he looked like he was something out of the military and he was holding an umbrella.
Was it Luke McGregor?
No, it's not Luke McGregor, but... You can find him around Collingwood with an umbrella.
Yeah.
But that's being sun conscious. I think this guy is insane.
Yeah, sure.
This guy, I think it was actually fully
twice. Maybe he does have a skin condition.
I don't think
so. Where did the insanity come from?
Just that he's standing looking at the road for like just – he looked like a statue.
Was he just waiting to cross the road?
No, because I guess you combine all those things. I see him there all the time. There's quirky people that are just – stepped over the line.
Mate, your notifications outrageous. Are going crazy. It's a daily talk show, everyone.
Anyway, these are the challenges we're facing here at the big media company. How to walk past the front door of the coffee shop and get through to our office.
No, I did well, though. I said hi to Nikki this morning.
Yeah, it was and Mason, classic, laughs at Josh because he knew the awkwardness or the insecurity. And it's like, I laughed because I knew exactly what you were laughing at. You laughed at like... when you don't want to fucking be outed and then you overcommit. And the, hi!
Was like, morning!
Yeah. Could have just been, hey.
No, but I would never do that. I'm like, hey. Hey, what's wrong with Josh today?
You went 120%.
Yeah, I feel like that was probably the best option, potentially.
She's still going, what the fuck is wrong with him?
We had a question as well. We had a question on email.
What was the question?
Hey, guys. P.O. box is still a thing.
It's still a thing, guys.
Yeah. I've got to pay renewals up in April and I'm keeping it going.
How much is it? 130?
I think the whole year, maybe 200 and something.
That's not bad. Maybe we can business expense it.
P.O. box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067.
Yes.
I've been checking the P.O. box. We haven't received anything since Santiago's little chalky.
He peaked.
What was that called again?
So, I don't know. They were like a chocolate-filled biscuit. Oh, yum.
Yeah, that was delicious. But yes, you can send us mail.
Chocolate.
Just very quickly, if they've stuck around this long, because I said at the 20-minute mark that I've got nothing else and we've managed to do okay, fill 18 minutes. Stickers. We haven't done a sticker run for a while.
Yeah. Well, we've got them.
Should we open it up?
Yeah. I mean, this month, what are we? Halfway through the month.
Yeah.
We'll have them delivered by the end of this month,
so
into April.
So we open it up. If you want a sticker, send us an email.
Yeah.
hi@thedailytalkshow.com, subject line.
Stickers. And then just shoot us your address.
Yeah. And we will we'll get them delivered, especially if you're like Chelsea from Tennessee who is part of the Squeegee Club. Yeah. I would suggest – sending an email about the stickers because the stickers are going to arrive before the squeegee.
Yeah, definitely.
In reality,
that is so, in process though.
So we'll make the final day Thursday this week. Thursday being the 14th.
No, we have to go to the end of the week based on people listening overseas because it's like a day behind.
Okay, so the 15th of March is the close off. We'll mention it at the end of every show.
Yes.
hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Stickers in the subject line. Give us your address. Feel free to write something in the message so we can say hello.
Yeah, how'd you discover us?
Yeah.
and what you hate about us.
We'll send stickers. You know, we cover the postage.
Yeah.
We're ballers here at the Daily Talk Show. hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. And I was saying to Pete Shepherd. I was like, mate, he's like, yeah, we get a few emails on the podcast. I'm like, we haven't been getting that many. Mm. He's like, yeah, I think people are just lazy, like specifically for our show. So if you have been thinking about it.
Mate, it's a big feat if you are listening most days. It's 5 shows a week. Mm. But dig deep.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, send us a little.
Send us an email.
we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.